Hello, it's March 30th, 2018, and I'm Jay Barrett with KDLL's Econ 91.9. The Alaska Job Service Center held its annual job and career fair last week in the Soldata Sports Complex. A score of job and military recruiters, trainers, and more were on hand, as were hundreds of Central Peninsula folk looking for a job or a new career. When it gets closer to fishing season, we'll tell you more what local canneries have to offer. But today we focus on training. We start with Job Corps. It's a program of the federal government, created in 1964 by Sergeant Shriver, who, by the way, also created the Peace Corps. Crystal Kopkoff tells us about the Voc Ed program, which has about 230 students enrolled at any one time.
We are a free vocational training program for low-income young adults that are ages 16 to 24, and we're located in Palmer, Alaska. And we train people in 9 different areas and help them get a job when they are done. And one of the unique things about us is that we do take people that do not have their high school diploma or GED, as well as people that do have either of those things, so we can help them get that while they're there.
Yep, she said free. Kopkoff said the range of courses at the Palmer campus is broad and designed with the Alaska job market in mind.
So we have in the construction trades, we have building construction technology, carpentry, and electrical. For people that want to work in more office setting, we have accounting services and office administration. We also teach certified nursing assistant, security and protective services, culinary arts, and one of my favorite trades is the water wastewater treatment program. That program takes a little bit longer. It's a 2-year program, but we help students get their hands-on training hours while they're at Job Corps, so they can leave as a level one operator.
Kopkoff said the water wastewater treatment operator program is the only one like it in the country. And the thing is, every single community in the state of Alaska needs a water wastewater treatment operator. Jackie Moa is a recruiter with the IBEW, or International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. They have a program that includes on-the-job training for which the intern gets paid, as well as classroom work.
It's 8,000 hours on-the-job training, so about four and a half to five-year training. There's also classroom work, about 7 weeks for 5 years, so total of 1,400 classroom hours.
And not far away at the Carpenters local booth, Jenny Baker pitched that union's internship programs for carpenters, pile drivers, and millwrights.
The carpenters, this year we accepted 30. The millwrights, we did not accept any just because there isn't that much work. And pile drivers, we only accepted 10 applications. And so it just depends on which field you're going to. We will be looking into getting more carpenters just because down in the States they are short, as well as Fairbanks is short for carpenters, and they're looking for people coming in.
The Carpenters Union is not quite as free as the IBEWs, but it's still an incredible way to learn a trade that is in high demand. Rounding out today's show, our number of the week. It's 5. As in all 5, Alaska Supreme Court justices were on the stage of a pretty full Renee C. Henderson Auditorium yesterday. The Supremes were in town to hear the Alaska Democratic Party argue that anyone should be able to run on the Democratic ticket, whether or not they are a Democrat. The state is opposed. If the Democrats prevail, here's something to think about. Their victory may make it easier for the state Republican Party to remove 3 of their Alaska House members from the Republican ticket as punishment for caucusing with Democrats. The current state house is fiscally far more circumspect about giveaways to the oil industry than the Republicans who held sway for decades, especially during the current price per barrel downturn. If the makeup of the state house flips, it would likely change that stance. Chief Justice Craig Stowers said the court will deliberate the case and issue a written opinion before summer. And that's all for this week's edition of Econ 91.9. For KDLL Shailen Cochran, I'm Jay Barrett. Thanks for joining us.